Hey, this is Pastor Dave. It's great having you with us. Dig into this word, hear it, and do it, and be blessed of God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoiced to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth, and they rejoice. The eyes of the Lord rejoice to see that plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. You might say, what is this about? This is about the rebuilding of the tabernacle or of the temple. And there was, every stone was thrown down. There was not a stone that was left standing. And so there was this redoing the temple. And it started 70 years afterwards. And it took a while for that temple to be rebuilt. And there were those that would come against and say, no, it's not going to happen. And the Lord is saying, hey, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, every obstacle will be removed. And tonight, I want for you to know that it is by the Spirit of God in our lives personally and in our lives as a church that God will do things that are beyond us. And today, we're going to take a little bit of time. I'm going to go over perhaps a few things here before we take time to pray together. And this year, the word of the Lord to us, we have the banner out in the foyer, highlights most of it. But the word of the Lord to us for 2025, and we're already more than three months in, says, thus saith the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Let him be upon you also, the seven spirits of God. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things I have commanded you. I am with you. Proclaim the gospel in power by my Spirit in all boldness, my word running swiftly and being glorified in you. Kings and priests unto me, follow me. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, saith the Lord. This is an acceptable year. This is the 50th year of the existence of this church, and there has been a lot that has attempted to shut down. But I thank God that there is a work that is being done even now for us in this acceptable year, this year of accomplishment. Last year, in 2024, and even before that, for decades before, there's been a prayer that has gone up for not just the lost, more so for the church, for the body of Christ. As Jesus said, to pray to the Lord of the harvest, to send forth laborers into his harvest. The harvest is ripe. And so that the body of Christ, and we're going to be praying these different points, and I'm going to have these, I'll have a hard copy for you, just to that each of you will take different sections. I think part of it we'll do together. But the Lord is desiring for many to come in these last days, regardless of what's happening around you. And I don't know, I know that there's always things that are happening. There's things that are shaking, and perhaps in our lives personally or totally beyond our control. And we sometimes get overwhelmed by it. And the Lord is saying, hey, by my Spirit, not by your might, not by your power, but by his Spirit, the Lord will do a work. And even though we may have these things coming against us, that we would continue
to do the work of the Lord. This morning, it was interesting. Daniel, your dad was here, and so he was a little bit here earlier than some of the rest. And we started a conversation, and he says, you know what? He had just turned 60 in the last week or so. So he had just turned 60, and he said, there's a difference now that I'm 60. He was recognizing that you can be so busy with so many different things. He says, I have to stop and to enjoy the small moments of life in day to day. Because we get caught up, there's always something happening. And he says, even when it comes to the coming of the Lord, there's this thing of, well, he's not here yet, he's coming though. And so we carry on with life. Yeah, the Lord is coming, but we carry on with life. For today, Lord, let there be a capturing of the moments because of the time that we have. The time that we have today. And a lot of the things that we would do today, if we push it off for tomorrow and we just, it seems like it keeps getting pushed off. Even the things of the Lord, even it with the coming of the Lord, that we would be ready with the time that we have, with the shaking that may be happening and some of the things that are going on globally or even in Canada or in the United States or between the two nations. We get caught up in these things. Really, when you think about it, these things will come and they will go. There will be these different things happening, but when it comes to our life before the Lord Jesus Christ, the time that we have as individuals, that we would use it for the things of God today, not pushing it off tomorrow. So even tonight, as we gather together to pray, we're going to pray for the things that are to be done today that will impact even tomorrow. You and I, as believers, I'm not so concerned about myself. There's a looking past self. When you're ready and you're ready to be with the Lord, there's a looking past self. When we recognize time and we have the next 1,000+ years the Lord has given us as to what's going to happen over the course of the next 1,007 years. Time will continue on. But to be for eternity, now there starts saying, well, where will I spend eternity? This is where we look past ourselves. We look past ourselves. If you're ready for eternity, you look past yourself. What about the person that is in my life? Where are they? Where are they with regard to eternity? Where are they going to spend eternity? So we look forward. We look forward to the Lord's return. We look forward to his coming because we know where our eternity is. But what about the people that don't know? What about the people that have wandered away? What about the people that are in a place of darkness, in a place of hopelessness, because Christ is not in their life? And so our prayer then goes past ourselves, despite what you may be going through. I recognize sometimes the things we go through is like a mountain, an obstacle in front of us, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. By my spirit, the mountain will be made as a plain. That temple, that mountain that was saying the temple will not be built, that temple was built and stood during Jesus' time for 500, almost 500 years. It stood, that temple, before it was taken down, as It was prophesied, as Jesus prophesied, not one stone will be left upon another. And that took place within 40 years of his death, and the temple came down, and it has not. In fact, you can go to Jerusalem, and you can see those stones that were cast down from the temple, King Herod's temple that was in the time of Jesus and was built. It's been taken down. So we were praying for the body of Christ to take in the harvest. And I've shared these numbers. They're not new to you. 125,000 souls, one quarter of the population of this Niagara region of 500,000. One quarter is 125,000 souls. That 125,000 souls would be saved before the return of the Lord. A quarter of those that are visiting Niagara Falls yearly, 12 to 14 million, that's the challenge. 3,000 souls per day to be saved, 10,000 souls to be saved over the course of 300 days will give you 3 million people. And so one quarter of those we're believing. And it's like, Lord, how is that to be done? And I want to touch on a few things, and then we'll pray on some of these items. In fact, I'm going to call on different people. As you feel unctioned to pray on this, I want you to come, and I want you to take the mic, and I want you to pray. All right? So, the first thing that we're going to pray for at this point, if there's somebody, and I'm going to have, if I could have some Daniel and whoever else can just distribute one of these to each person so you can see where we're headed with this. But maybe somebody can give him a hand there. Gideon, can you give Daniel a hand and start on the other side so it won't take quite so long? But if I could have somebody, I want you to pray, if you would come, to pray for the body of Christ, that we would be laborers in his harvest, not by our own strength or our own might, but by the might and the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So this first point on your sheet, and I'll have it up here, is there anybody that you want to pray for the body of Christ to be, that we would be laborers in the harvest, in the power of the Holy Spirit, that we could take in these souls and whatever part of the body of Christ, whether it's from our church and other churches, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in every single church, regardless of denomination, that they would be poured out. Is there anybody that you'd feel free to just come and pray and on that point, point number one at the bottom of your page there? Anybody? If not, I can start. But if there's somebody that you want to pray out on that, we'll record some of this, that it goes, it can be watched again, perhaps, or share it with somebody else. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for your presence here. Lord, I thank you for the working of your Spirit in our lives. We thank you for the time that you have given us. And Lord, for some of us, a large part of our life, if not most of our life, has been given over to you. Lord, you saved us at a young age, and there's a hope, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I just thank you for the hope that we have. And Lord, I pray, even as you have saved us and your Spirit has come within us, we are in the temple of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that there would be a recognition by each and every one, and by the body of Christ, that we would be laborers in your harvest. Lord, you said that the harvest is ripe. Lord, you said that we don't have to wait another 3 or 4 months, but Lord, there are those that are ready to come into your fold, to come into the kingdom of God, to receive you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord in their life. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would not hold back, that we would use the day, Lord, each and every day, those that we come in contact with, Lord, that we would be a light, that we would be a salt, that we would be a witness to them. Lord, for those that are our neighbors that make up, those that reside here in the Niagara region, all those that reside in the Niagara region, Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that we would be reaching out to the lost. Lord, we would be connecting with our neighbors. We would be connecting with those that we work with. Lord, we would be connecting with the stranger that walks past us. Or Lord, there's an unctioning of your spirit to stop and begin to minister to that person. Lord, that we would do so in the power of your spirit. Lord, we pray that there will be a harvest come in. Lord, we thank you for those that gave their life to you. Lord, those that made a public confession of their faith, Lord, in water baptism. Lord, I pray that there will be this happening again and again by the tens of thousands, Lord. Lord, for the quarter that live here, the 125,000, Lord, let there be an exceedingly abundance above, that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask or think by the power of your spirit that is within us. Lord, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, we recognize the only way this is going to happen is by your spirit. And you said that you would pour out your spirit in the last days. Lord, the bigger challenge is this. Lord, how to reach a group of people that is only here for a few days at most. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, even as you would put things into place and things that are so far beyond us in every regard, Lord, that you will put those things into place to see the tens of thousands that need to be saved, the millions that need to be saved, if, Lord, we're going to take a quarter. Lord, a quarter of the 12 million, Lord, 3 million people per year. Lord, I say, help us by your spirit that we would not push off, but Lord, we would begin now. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this church. Lord, for those that are within this church, as a decision was made and it was ratified and confirmed and approved to go ahead to have lead teams looking into these areas of what we can do. Lord, that they will be done. It would be done. Lord Jesus, that everything that is needed will be done by your Spirit. By your Spirit, Lord. Lord, for the sake of your name, Lord, that you would be glorified and exalted. Lord, even as we would lift you up, you will draw all men to yourself, and there will be a decision made. Lord, they will be drawn to you. And Lord, that the decision will be, I will give my life to you, Jesus. You died for me. I pray this in Jesus' name. Let it be. Let it be. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. Hallelujah. 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 In Ezekiel 37, verse 9 and 10, I'm going to read this. And if there's somebody you feel to call on this, that an exceedingly great army would stand up and arise to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. This was read, it was part of the message on Sunday morning. I just want to read the last few verses, and if there's somebody that you want to pray on it, I want you to come forward, even as I'm reading and just maybe sharing a few things, but I want you to come forward already so I can hand off and we can agree with you. It says, and this is to Ezekiel, the Lord God is speaking to him, he says, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God. That breath, the breath of the Holy Spirit. And he's saying, prophesy to the breath of the Holy Spirit to come to us from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, these bones. And even the bones that came together, and even those bones that were joined with joints and sinews and ligaments and muscles and tissues and organs and the skin that was overlaid, the whole thing, but it was not alive. It was just there laying. And the man of God, Ezekiel, was to prophesy. I like how the Holy Spirit, God desires for us to be involved in the work of the Lord to be done in these last days. He wants us to be involved. And he's saying to Ezekiel, I want you to speak now. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Brother Gideon, if I could have you just come on up here, and I want you to pray. And when we finish, listen, when my brother finishes, I want us, as you are able to, begin to pray in the Spirit. I want you to begin to pray in the Spirit. He's going to be praying with understanding now. I want that we, as soon as he finishes, we start to pray in the Spirit. Okay? So, brother, this point number two, if you would pray on this, and we'll agree together. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you with thanksgiving. We thank you for this evening because you've enabled us to come before your presence. The Bible says that two or three shall gather in my name, I'll be in their midst. We thank you because you are in our midst. We thank you because you've given this time to us to seek your presence, to seek your face. The Bible tells us to seek you and you shall live. And we thank you because of the prayer request you have got before our hands, before our face, to pray so that we can become an exceedingly great army moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we are here, Lord. We are here praying for everything that has died in our lives. There are some families which had died. There are some relationships which had died. There is love which had died in families. There are some works which had died. There are some jobs which are like bones. Father, but we can declare life in abundance in the name of Jesus. Father, you say that you came to give us life and life in abundance. Right now, I come before presence, Lord, asking for life, asking for breath, everything that has died in our lives to come to life right now. In the name of Jesus, there are some people who are walking, but inside them, they feel like they had died somehow. Father, I speak life in abundance in the name of Jesus. Let everything that the devil had stolen to be restored to us right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life in abundance. I speak protection of our lives, Lord. I speak protection of our children. I speak life of our children in the name of Jesus. Father, let whatever the devil had stolen to be restored to us in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that there will be supernatural restoration in the name of Jesus. Let there be supernatural restoration upon our works in this church, Lord. Father, we speak life in every department. I speak life in every department, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be life in our worship team. Let there be life in the ushering department. Let there be life in our children department. Let there be life in our pastoral team. In the name of Jesus, let there be life in every person who comes here in this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I call upon your life. I call upon your life. Your life is Zo. Rima Sheketerebusialama. We call upon your life, King of Glory. Let us become a great army that are going to stand to proclaim your goodness. Let us become a great army, Lord, that are going to move the mountains, that are going to move the hills, that are going to move the heathen, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even those who feel like they are weak, give them strength, Father. Let them become mighty in you. Then those who feel like they are sick, Father, give them strength to be strong from today onwards. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for the restoration. We pray for the move of the Holy Spirit. We pray for revival in this region. In the name of Jesus, may you restore whatever the devil had stolen right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we call upon your name. We call upon your Holy Spirit. Come and lead us, Lord. Come and stand with us. For without you, we cannot do anything, Lord. But with you, we can do all things, Lord. Through Christ who strengthens us, Lord. May you come and restore. Come and restore to us, King of Glory. Come and encourage us. Come and give us comfort, Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been bothering us from today onwards, we bring before you, King of Glory. We bring them before you. May you come and help us to be such people whom we have prepared to be the great army. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon spiritual covering upon everyone who is here and those who are going to, and those who always come here in this church, Lord. Give them spiritual covering over their lives, over their children, over their marriages, over their businesses and their works. Lord, wherever they are, provide them, Lord. Protect them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, because you've heard our prayers. We thank you because there is breath that is coming into our lives and we are going to become a strong army. In the name of Jesus, I've prayed. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Let's just all stand, if you would. Let's stand. I want you to stand. A great and mighty army, and not by might, nor by power, by his Spirit. The Spirit of God being breathed into us. I want you to begin to pray in the Spirit. If you are able to pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. If you're able to pray with understanding, pray with understanding. But I want you to begin to lift up your voices here this evening. Hallelujah. 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 Shiro sotora besiandara kila la hasandora maso. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Let every fetter, let every obstacle, let every hindrance, let every distraction be removed in Jesus' name. Lord God, that we would become that exceedingly great army, moving in the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, let it be. Let it be. Come, Holy Spirit. Let the breath of God, let the breath of the Spirit of God be filling our lungs, that we would be coming to life. Let us come to life. Let us come to life in Jesus' name and stand up that exceedingly great and mighty army of God in these last days. Hallelujah. 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 E para santore be si andara. E casatore be che si andara. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody on that sheet. It talks about the seven spirits of God that were on Jesus, that are a part of Jesus. In Isaiah 11, verse 2, it talks about that. I can have you pray specifically, and brother, if I could have you come up here again, if you want to be seated, you may be seated. If you want to stand, stand. If you want to move, that's fine. You can move and agree in as the prayer goes up with understanding these seven spirits, which is the Holy Spirit in perfection and in power and in all wisdom, that same Spirit that was on Jesus would be upon us.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the great God. You are the one that created all things, all people, all souls, O Heavenly Father. Father God, I come to you tonight, and I ask in the name of Jesus that the seven spirits of God that was on Jesus would fall upon us, O Heavenly Father. This part of your army, O Lord, that you have selected, let those spirits fall upon us, O Heavenly Father. In Isaiah, it says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Let it rest. Let it rest upon us, O Heavenly Father. Father, let it be. Let it be moving mightily in our lives, through our lives. and Father, through every being of our soul. Father God, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that is something you said you would send. Fill us up, O Lord, fill us up, O Lord, with wisdom and understanding. Father, the true meaning of what your word says to us. And Father, that we would move in that wisdom and in that understanding, O Heavenly Father. The spirit of counsel and might, O Heavenly Father. Let us be what you called us to be, O Heavenly Father, to speak to the unsaved, to encourage and to uplift, O Heavenly Father, and speak the words of salvation to them through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I come to you tonight and I ask in the name of Jesus, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Father God, a reverent fear to fall upon us, O Heavenly Father, that we would move, that we would be shaken, that we would move out, O Heavenly Father, and not sit and just listen, but we would be obedient to what you have called us to do. Father God, I come to you tonight, and I ask in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit would fall upon us in a mighty way, O Heavenly Father, in a way that has never happened before. This night, O Heavenly Father, I come to you, and I praise you, and I thank you for what you're going to do. Father God, we are an army called by your Spirit, O Heavenly Father, to do your work. We are the feet. We are the mouth. We are the hands, O Heavenly Father, that you have called to do your work, O Heavenly Father. Let us do our part, O Lord, and that we, O Heavenly Father, would see your Spirit move upon those, O Heavenly Father, that you have called. But most of all, O Heavenly Father, the Spirit of God fall upon those that do not know you. Father, in the name of Jesus, use us in a mighty way, O Lord. Teach us, O Heavenly Father, how to be obedient, how to listen, how to talk, how to say what you want us to say, O Heavenly Father. And Father God, we could speak for hours, O Lord, about all the things that you have done. But Father God, we need to speak in your Spirit to the people. Father, your Spirit flowing through us. And Father God, I thank you. Father, I praise you. Father, I give you glory because your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, your word will move if we will move because, Father, you go before us. Your Spirit goes before us. So speak to us, O Heavenly Father. Direct our path. Show us the way, O Heavenly Father, and let us move in it. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We give you glory. He lamba kastele ikiliam bababa si lamba hastele ikiliam. Hu lamba baba si. He lamba kastele ikiliam bababa si lamba. He lamba kastele ikiliam bababa si. He lamba si lamba ka. He lamba kastele ikiliam bababa su. He lamba kastele ikiliam bababa si. He lamba kai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Clarence. If I could have somebody come up, it says in John 7, 37 to 39, it's talking about rivers of living water flowing from us, the Spirit of God flowing from us, bringing life. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus has been glorified. Let there be a flowing of rivers of living water from us. Is there somebody you just want to pray on that there would be life flowing from us and they'll come? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We magnify your name, Lord. We've come in your presence to lift you up, Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we should give praise to, but your name, Lord. Thank you for this living water, Lord, that flows from you, Lord Jesus. And tonight, Lord, as we desire, Lord, to want this living water, Lord Jesus, to want your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we would rid ourselves of the things that so easily beset us, Lord Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord, to desire you, Lord Jesus, to want what you have for us, Lord, as a church. I pray for Lighthouse here tonight, oh God. I pray for every brother and sister tonight, Lord Jesus, that we would desire your Holy Spirit, oh God, because there's power in you, Lord Jesus. There's power in your name. There's power in the Holy Spirit, oh God. And Lord, your Holy Spirit, help us and convict us of things that we need to shed ourselves of, oh God, in order to please you, Lord Jesus. And when we walk and when we talk and when we move around our neighborhood and our places of work and that places we need to be, Lord, that we should know that we carry the Holy Spirit with us. We carry the presence of God with us. And I pray tonight, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to desire you, Lord Jesus, that we would walk by faith and not by sight, and we would be a living testimony of the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Lighthouse, God, as this church spread the good news throughout the length and breadth of Niagara Falls, Lord. Our desire is to see souls saved, Lord, and I pray for each and every one of us, Father, tonight, that we would desire your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we would reach out to you even now, Lord, and that you would pour out your Spirit on us, God. And through our lives, God, that living water will flow. And when people see us, Lord, that they would know that we are a child of the King. And they would know, I want to have what you have. Lord, they would desire that. And tonight, Jesus, I pray for this over this church. Cover us with your blood, Lord Jesus. Draw men and women to this church, Lord Jesus. Not just to this church, but to you, Father. Father, for we're living in a day and age where when we look around us, things are so bad, so detested, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father, that your righteousness in us will continue to prevail, Lord Jesus, that we would walk with that light, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray for souls tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray even now. Ike rebe shokorobo yandarabosi. Rebe ke shandarabosi karabayandai. Lord, let your anointing just break yoke of bondage, Lord. I plead your blood upon hearts and life tonight, Lord Jesus. And I pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. Lord, as we desire to seek you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be filled in our lives, oh God. Lord Jesus, and we will desire you, Lord, with truth, Lord Jesus. Now just say it tonight, Lord, and tomorrow we go right back in our old ways, Father. But we will deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow you. Lord, let your name be lifted up, Lord, in our lives. We magnify your name, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby we should give praise to, but your name, Lord Jesus. I pray for every brother and sister tonight, Lord, that you would anoint us, Lord. Give us the strength and the wisdom to overcome. For we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. And again, Lord, as your word says, that rivers of living water shall flow out of us, Lord Jesus. And those that are hungry and thirsty for you, Lord, will find God, will find you, Lord Jesus. Lord, let our lives be a witness for you in Jesus' mighty name. Kerebe yandarobosi. Kerebe
yandarobosi. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For those that are watching online, we're going to close off here. But for those that are here tonight, I want you to listen carefully. We're going to break up into five groups. All right? So I want you to break up, find a spot in the sanctuary. Thanks so much for joining us, and we hope that the word you received was impactful and encouraging. We hope you can connect with us in person or online through our socials or website. Make sure you share this with others, and God bless you richly.